Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unstoppable Stories Show with Terrence Leftridge, where we talk to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. Now here's your host, life accountability coach, Terrence Leftridge.
Yes, indeed, it is an unstoppable day. And here we go with the Unstoppable Stories Show for another Tuesday night. How you doing out there in Blog Talk Radio land? And how you doing out there streaming on Facebook Live as well as Periscope? It is I, Terrence, the Unstoppable Coach Leftridge, your life accountability coach and the host of the Unstoppable Stories Show with Terrence Leftridge. Each and every Tuesday night, we come to you with unstoppable stories from ordinary people who are doing their best to live their life on the next level of their greatness and who are also letting you know how they've gotten to where they are so that you can get to where you want to be. Happy Tuesday to you. I'm glad to be back on the Unstoppable Story Show. We took a brief hiatus last week because literally your boy needed some R&R. He needed some rest and relaxation. Got a chance to get away from the daily grind and go down to South Florida. And I had a fabulous time. You know, if you have never gone to South Florida, whether it's Miami or Fort Lauderdale or any of the beaches in between, I really humbly submit to you that you've got to do it at least once in your life. It is the most beautiful place within the United States that you can go and still get that Caribbean flavor and get that feeling of warmth and sunshine and tranquility that everybody, I feel, needs in their life, especially if you are grinding and if you're on your hustle each and every day. You definitely need to take that time to get away and recharge your batteries. Had the opportunity to go down to Miami and the Miami Gardens to the Jazz in the Garden 2017 Music Festival. It's been going on for 12 years down there in Miami Gardens, right outside of the Hard Rock Cafe and football stadium now. It's now called the Hard Rock Football Stadium, where the Miami Dolphins play. And saw some great acts, saw Jill Scott, saw Robin Thicke, saw Shantae Moore, saw Will Downing, got a chance to see Common perform live, Chi-Town's Own put on a great performance, and then it ended the two-day event with LL Cool J, the legend himself. Great time. Shout out to all the people in South Florida. You guys put on a class act, and your boy just had a fabulous time. If you follow me on Facebook or even on Periscope, you saw some of my videos that I did with that nice blue water, hanging out on yachts, hanging out with people from across the world. Just a wonderful time. And I definitely think that each and every one of you within the sound of my voice need to learn how to live the unstoppable life. If you're on your grind, if you're working hard every day, you got to have what Dr. Felicia Shaw says, that work-life balance. You got to be able to stop working so hard and start playing some hard, enjoying the fruits of your labor. So guarantee you, if you go down to South Florida, you're going to have a great time. But we are here tonight talking about something different. We are talking about being broken and no longer being ashamed for that. And see, there's a difference between the two. Sometimes when you are broken by life, by situations, by the obstacles in your way, you automatically tend to be ashamed for being in that situation. But it's the survivor, it's the setback survivor that learns how to not be ashamed of their broken situation. Because in the greatest book I have ever read, the greatest book ever written in my perfect opinion, the Bible, there's the story of the potter and the clay. And sometimes the potter, in its creation
of the clay and its forming of the clay and making the clay into something that can be useful, sometimes it didn't always work out right. And he had to smash the clay, and he had to break up the clay, and he had to reform the clay. And in that brokenness, now the potter could create something new. Now the potter could create something better. Now the potter could create something greater. But first, he had to break down what he had already created in order to make something better. And isn't that how it is with us in our lives? Sometimes we've got to be broken down to our barest essentials. We've got to be stripped naked of all of our clothes. We've got to be put out on Front Street in order for us to recognize that creation and change are necessary for us to get to the next level of our greatness. Well, my next guest on the Unstoppable Story Show knows that story very, very well. And she knows it so well, she even wrote a book about it. She is part of the Black Belt Speakers group that I am a part of, and her name is Sade Jarrett. She is going to be now a two-time author. She's the first-time author as part of the collaborative book called Live Your Best Life, presented by Reuben West, that came out last year. And she's going to be coming out with her own book this year called No Longer Broken, No Longer Ashamed. Great, great testimony that she has tonight. She is a creative entrepreneur and a single mother of five boys. She has expertise in advocating for others throughout her career. She is a life and a business coach, an author, a designer, an artist, and she is the mother of five young kings. Now, she's doing a mouthful just in all I said from her bio, but here's what I know about her too. She is a fire starter. She is somebody who will take an ideal and she will run with it, and she will not let that dream, that ideal, go until she has made it a success. And that's why she's someone who you need to know, and that's why she is someone that I am glad I've had the opportunity to meet, because she is truly an unstoppable woman. So we want to welcome to the show this evening my friend, my fellow Black Belt speaker, and the author of the future book called No Longer Broken, No Longer Ashamed, my friend, Sade Jarrett. Sade, are you on the call this evening?
I am on the call. Thank you. Thank you, Terrence. I do have a question, though. Why you and your wife didn't, like, put me in your suitcase and carry me to Florida with y'all? I needed some of that R&R too. You could have just packed me in the bag and just carried me right on through.
Well, you know, if you're like any other woman that I've ever traveled with, packing you in a suitcase would have meant carrying an extra suitcase, because you would need two suitcases coming back, even though you left with one. So there you go. But, you know, after this book comes out, then you're just going to be living out of a suitcase, because I know you're going to be traveling all over the world to talk about this upcoming book. So, Sade, welcome to the Unstoppable Story Show. How are you this evening?
I am fabulous, and I thank you for allowing me to share my unstoppable story and talk about my new book. I'm excited.
Yes, I'm glad that you are on the show this evening, working out of your busy schedule. Those who are watching on Facebook, you can see a copy of the cover, just a sneak peek of what you're going to get later on this year from the book, No Longer Broken, No Longer Ashamed. So we are glad that you are here, Sade, but as we do with each and every one of our guests, we want you to just take a moment and let us know what it means to you to be unstoppable.
For me to be unstoppable is never stop. Never being satisfied where you at. You always strive and yearn and want more for yourself. Because at the end of the day, you're really not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for your why, you know, your legacy. My legacy is my children. You know, I want to leave that, and I'm not going to be satisfied where I'm at. So I may have 100 things going at once, or I might have one, depending, you know, the creative side of me can go 100 miles per hour. But it just never giving up. It don't matter how long it takes you, no matter what age you are, no matter what situation you might have been through or in, you still can do whatever your heart desires at the end of the day. And that's what being unstoppable.
I love it. No matter what age you are, no matter what it is you're doing, you still can live out your dreams. You still can do the things that you want to do, and that's what makes you unstoppable. Hey, Maureen, thanks for checking in. Let me turn up the volume a little bit more. So, Sade, again, just make sure you're speaking directly into your device so that they can hear you as we're streaming live on Facebook Live as well as Periscope. Lorenzo Burton is watching. Maureen Victory is mine from Cleveland is watching. So thank you guys. Go ahead and share this if you're watching via Facebook Live. Share this out to the rest of your circle of influence because it's got a great story. It's going to be shared tonight by Sade Jarrett. Sade, you know I know you. You know we do. We've done things together. We've collaborated together, and we're both part of the same phenomenal, internationally known black belt speaker family. But for our audience who doesn't know you, take a moment and tell them a little bit about who Sade Jarrett is.
Who am I? I am an entrepreneur. I'm a single mom CEO. I'm a writer. I'm an artist. I love to paint. May have not brought that out to you yet, but, you know, I'm one of those people that, you know, might hide out a little bit and just drop a bomb on you right when it happens. I'm an advocate. I do work for corporate, and that's what I do, but I kind of been doing that, like, throughout my entire life, basically. I'm a college grad. I'm just about everything. I have, like... so many things about myself. But the biggest thing is definitely being an entrepreneur and definitely being a mother at the end of the day. So those are the two top things about me, besides, you know, being an author and everything else.
You know, and it's amazing that out of all the things that you said, the two things that you say you enjoy being the most is an entrepreneur and a mother. Why are those the two things you enjoy the most?
Being an entrepreneur, you know, you're able to do what you love to do. You're very creative. Like, you know, it's so much in an entrepreneur because you have a heart to want to give back. Not only that, to own your own business, but you want to be able to help other people either be part of your dream or help them succeed to creating their own. And then being a mother, honestly, you know, I was a teen mom, so if it wasn't for my children, me pushing myself so hard, I wouldn't be where I'm at. You know, I'm raising five boys. It may not always be the easiest, but I love my children at the end of the day. And they are the reason why I work and I hustle so hard to have the things that I am, you know, to be a single mom, to own my own house. I bought my house last year by myself. And when I set myself to do something, I do it. It may take, I don't even care about the time as I know I got it done, and that's what I'm happy about because I want to leave something for them once I leave this earth. And then not only that, I know I accomplished everything that I set out that I wanted to do.
And you know what? That's such a great, great testimony there of all the things that you do and your why, being your five kings, as you say, and as you write in your book. But you know what? We're talking tonight about no longer being broken and no longer being ashamed, which is, again, the title of your upcoming book by Sade Jarrett. People were to hear what you were saying right now, and they see the beautiful picture that's on the book cover and, of course, the gorgeous lady that's blowing up Facebook with her pictures. They would never think that this person was ever broken or ashamed. So what's that all about?
Well, man, bro, I mean, everybody deals with their own thorns, I call them, you know. That can be insecurities. There can be hurt from past relationships. There can be stereotypes. There could be a lot of things, you know. Growing up, I hated school. And then being a teen mom, like, I had to grow up so fast. And as much as I could have left my child with my mama, and hung out in the streets and stuff like that, I didn't. I worked. I worked, I went to school, I took care of my son, and I wanted to go back to school because I couldn't be stuck in that same place, because not only that I'm feeding and taking care of me, I have to look out for my son. And then I had another son, so it just pushed me harder. I mean, the thing of being broken, you know, depression is alive. I've dealt with depression. I've dealt with, you know, not having everything that I was supposed to have, trying to work two jobs, go to school, and take care of kids. That weighs heavy on somebody, you know. So what you may see on the outside, that don't mean nobody went through anything. You can't go based, you know, a lot of times on how somebody looks. I might look like I got it together, but everybody has their own struggles, but it's how you deal with it, because it's not going to always be glorified situations every single day. I'm not going to be happy every day, but I got to know and how to deal with it in that means, and knowing that when I wake up, I start a whole brand new day. Whatever I dealt with that yesterday, I don't have to bring it into my new day. I'm not going to keep holding on, carrying those burdens from yesterday when this could be a whole lot of other troubles today. So then I'm just piling on more and more. It's like carrying a backpack full of bricks. You had this issue today from yesterday. Now you're still carrying it. Then you got stuff today and the next day. You're just carrying it. It's going to continue to weigh you down until you break. I mean, that's where you see where people really go into mental breakdowns and depression and suicide. All that stuff is real. And I didn't have, you know, the picture white picket fence type of life that I had. You know, my life seemed a little backwards, you know. I didn't go to school to maybe almost 4 years after high school. People are probably already graduated. I bought my house when I was 30. People probably already owning it. I'm not married. God's going to get me there. And I have children, you know. So my life is not set up how everybody else. My life has never been easy, but it definitely built me up to be the strong person that I am. And if I can make it through all the other things that I dealt with in my life, I can make it through other things that's in the future that's going to hinder. And the more you get closer to your purpose, the devil's going to attack anyway. So if you thought it was hard then and you really focus on what God got for you, it's going to get harder. But you got to know how to push past it, period. So that's my little journey about. And then, too, what I might have been through where people might talk like, oh, she has kids, or, you know, she had kids at 16. I don't let that bother me. I don't mind talking about my past. It definitely made me who I am, and that's where you come where you don't be ashamed of who you are. That person back then, that's not who you are, but it definitely made you the strong woman or man that you are today and going forward. So you can't be ashamed of your story, because your story is going to help somebody else.
I love it. I love it. You know, we're talking to Sade Jarrett. She's the author of the upcoming book, No Longer Broken, No Longer Ashamed, here on the Unstoppable Stories Show. Tavia Free Spirit, thanks for checking in on Facebook Live. She says, awesome testimony, Ms. Sade. You are true. You are a true blessing. And you're opening up. You're opening up about your brokenness, and you're opening up about the things that you went through. But you're also talking about the woman you are today. So let's go back
Thank
just
you.
A little bit, and we're gonna read a little bit from your first collaborative book, Live Your Best Life. This is Your Life is the Message. Sade has two chapters in this book, and this was a collaborative book done with a couple of other Black Belt speakers and presented by Dr. Reuben West. And if you're watching on Periscope or Facebook Live, you can see her picture there and her bio with the two chapters. Definitely get this book now. But Sade, you talked about that as a young girl, you were dealing with withdrawal, you were dealing with depression, and you actually write in one of the chapters that you were afraid that what you desired was not going to be good enough, and the people in my life would not approve of my decisions because of the decisions you had already made that was not pleasing. So was that leading to the brokenness, or did that affect you becoming the broken person that you were at that time?
Absolutely. I mean, when you think of being a teen mom, you already kind of feel like your life is over. You know, when people went on college tours, I didn't go. I didn't go to junior. I went to my junior prom, couldn't go to senior prom because I was pregnant. You know, so it's a lot of things. And then, you know, I love my family, and I know they love me, but sometimes the things that people say can be hurtful. So when you hear you have kids, your life is completely over. you, it's never about you. Of course, it's never about you, but to tell someone, you know, your life is over with, you can't fulfill your dreams or your desires is a lie. You may not be able to fulfill them at that moment because you got duties, but God is going to prepare you. As long as you have faith and you believe, you will get what you want. It may not be right there in that moment how everybody else might have it, but you will get it. It's going to take time. It's going to take patience. It's going to take a lot of developing of your character, who you are, but you're going to get there. You can do whatever you want to do, regardless. So when somebody tells you your dreams is over with, or because you had children, or because whatever you might have did in your past, that you can't be great, it's a lie. It's a lie. But, you know, when they say sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt, that is a lie. I do not believe that, because words can damage more. Because you keep, it's like I said, it was a thorn. Every little negative something somebody say about you, you just keep it in your skin. And now you're just walking around with all these extra thorns, and you're so worried about what everybody else thinks about you. Live your life. The only one that you need to please is God. Because at the end of the day, when you meet your maker, Susie, Tim, Stacy, and nobody going to be around. And he ain't going to care what they said, how you react.
I hear you.
What did you do?
Amen, amen to that. So, you know, we always want to really let our viewers know, you know, the beginnings of our guest story, and then hit them with the overcoming story on the other side. So I just want, I really, as much as you can, delve into what brokenness looked like for you, and what did the shame look like for you?
Oh, man, the brokenness is a really dark place. It's a really dark depression where you to the point where you don't feel like it's no point of living. You will never amount to what you want to amount to. The shame, it was a shame, you know, how many kids I had. You know what I mean? When somebody asks you if you got kids, or they say, oh, you don't have kids, or, you know, that took a lot, because even though I might have put myself in that situation, I never blamed anybody. I took care of what I was supposed to take care of at the end of the day. But being a single mom and being young and having those many kids at that age, you're supposed to be living your life and doing all that stuff. You guys, people ask you if you got kids, and you tell how many, that could be ashamed, or, you know, are you working at a job that's making $8 an hour, or you're not living in the best neighborhood, you know, you're not driving the best car, or where you think in your mind where you're supposed to be at a certain age, you can feel ashamed. I'm not ashamed. Somebody asked me, I got five boys, and I don't have no reason to lie. I love them dearly, because when 10 years, my youngest will be grown, and everybody else having babies. I can really control my life, okay?
But
the brokenness, it's definitely dark. It's definitely a dark place where you shield yourself out. You deal with high stress, anxiety can get really bad, and you just start closing yourself on the world, period.
So at 15, you had your first kid, and then you had five.
At 16.
Okay, so in the book, at 15, you became pregnant. You had your first one at 16.
15, I became pregnant, yes.
Okay, and then by how old were you by the time you had the five boys?
I had my last one at 23.
Okay, so between 15 and 23, you had five kids. And you mentioned earlier that it's something that other people felt you should be ashamed of. But did you feel that way at that time, or were you influenced by
other people
telling you how you should feel?
I mean, you see that. My parents was married before I was born. My mom had me at 26. You know what I mean? So when you look at that, you're supposed to be married, and you finish school. You get a good career, you meet this wonderful man, you get married, you guys buy this house, and you have his babies. You know, in my mind, I had my life planned out. And it definitely didn't include no baby at 16, you know.
Okay.
So I knew what I wanted to do. Huh?
You were looking for the fairy tale then, huh? That fairy tale, that fantasy that every young princess
is. No way. If people tell you it's a lie and they don't look for that, I did. And anybody tell you that they didn't think about that, that's crazy. But I looked for that fairy tale. You know, it might not have been perfect, but I definitely didn't see no children, you know, in the mix of that. I knew I was a hardworking. I knew I wanted a job. I started working at 14. I knew I liked the money. I knew I wanted to do better, have nice things for myself. So I had in my mind my life planned out. It went, didn't go nowhere near that. But once you get past that, you can move forward.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So we're speaking with Sade Jarrett. She is the author of the collaborative book, Live Your Best Life. And she is the author of the upcoming book that is called No Longer Broken, No Longer Ashamed on the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge. We are having a great conversation. And if you want to join the conversation, here's all you need to do. Just go in and dial in to 323-870-3764. We'd love to hear from you. Sade would love to take questions from you. Or you can just post your question on Facebook Live. We see Maureen that's still in the group. We see Pamela Staples Ward. Hello, Pamela. Thank you for joining us on Facebook Live. Definitely, we want to hear from you guys, and she wants to hear from you. So just go ahead and dial in at area code 323-870-3764. We're going to take a pause for the cause to thank our commercial sponsors for the Unstoppable Story Show. And then we're going to come back on the other side, and Shai's going to just give us a sneak peek of what you can get out of her upcoming book, No Longer Broken, No Longer Ashamed. So we thank you, Sade, for being with us. Can you hang out with us and come back on the other side?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much. Again, you guys, you are listening and watching The Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge, where we talk to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. And our sponsor, again, as always, is our lovely Bling 10 personal assistants, and our friend Tavia Free Spirit Jordan. Thank you so much, Tavia, for continuing to support The Unstoppable Story Show. Be back in just 1 second. The Unstoppable Story Show is sponsored by Bling 10, Brides Leaving It in Good Hands, where we offer exceptional personal assistance to brides. Can't find a dress? Need help running errands? Got a checklist that is overflowing or no checklist at all? Allow Bling 10 to tie up those last-minute loose ends. Call Tavia Jordan today at 708-654-0661 and know that help is on the way. At Bling 10, we focus on you not being bothered so that you can just be beautiful. Let us take the stress, brides, out of the most important day of your life. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Bling 10, for being a sponsor of the Unstoppable Story Show. And if you want more information on how you can sponsor the show, then just listen in. If you've got an unstoppable story, then the Unstoppable Story Show is looking for you. Email us at Terrence@unstoppablecoaching.com to get an interview for your unstoppable story. The Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge. Ordinary people, unstoppable stories. Yes, indeed. If you are looking to sponsor such great programming such as the Unstoppable Story Show, then hit me up at Terrence@unstoppablecoaching.com. That's Terrence@unstoppablecoaching.com, and we'll hear your unstoppable story. And who knows, you may be the next guest on the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge. But let's get back into the conversation with our current guest, the lovely Sade Jarrett, who is the author of the upcoming book, No Longer Broken, No Longer Ashamed. I love it. Thank you again, Sade, for being on the show with us this evening. We are just showing your lovely picture on Facebook Live right now. And, you know, when I think about you and I think about your story and I think about the upcoming book that you have coming on. We love to think about this story, and this story is this actually is the poem from Maya Angelou, and I just love it. It's just called "Still I Rise." Still I Rise. I'm not going to read the whole thing because you guys have heard it before, but just let me read the parts that really speak to me about Sade. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes? Shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by soulful cries. Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't take it awful hard, 'cause I laugh like gold mines, digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words, you may cut me with your eyes, you may kill me with your hatefulness, but just like air, I rise. And that reminds me of you, Sade. That reminds me that, you know, despite everything we read in the book, all the obstacles you had at such a young age, I see this woman today who is still rising and is still reaching for the unstoppable, the unbelievable, the impossible. Nothing, no ideal gets beyond you. You don't think anything is undoable. And that's what I love about you. And so where did that type of personality in you rise from, just with all this brokenness and the shame and embarrassment that you've had to go through?
You know, you have to learn to encourage yourself, seriously, because if nobody else is going to do it, you have to push through it. And it's something that T.D. Jakes has said. He said, you will not correct what you will not confront. So you have to confront those things. You have to confront those things that you might have done that may not have been pleasing or you might have been ashamed of. You have to confront those things before you can correct it. So I had to write. You know, what's sometimes easy for me is to write. I love to write. Anything that I'm feeling or I'm expressing, I write it down. And I had to make a list of the things that I may not like about myself, what I've done in the past that was not pleasing. And I had to confront those things. And I left it there, and I moved forward. And that, then, not only that, I wrote down the things that I needed to confront or things that I didn't like about myself or things that I was ashamed of. I also made me a list of things that I can do to correct those things. I mean, you just don't always want to write down the negative stuff, but what's the action plan to correct those things? So for me, I had to encourage myself. And then I wasn't raised into the church, but I've always seen God. Since a little kid, I've always was interested in God. So, and that's tapping into prayer, because he's the one that's going to give me the strength. I can't always do it on my own. I can try to encourage myself as far as I can, but at the end of the day, he's the one who gave me the strength to really push forward, even when I don't feel like it. And he also told me when to slow down, too.
Okay. All right. And you know what? You mentioned something great about writing, because, you know, I always tell people that I coach that, you know, you got to get it out of your head. You know, your brain is only so big and it's trapped between the 6 inches between both of your ears. And even though it is a phenomenal tool and it does great things, it can get cluttered just like everything else. And if you've got so much going on in your life, so much, so many things you have to do, so many responsibilities you have to take care of, so many issues going on in and around you, that keeping that inside your head is just destructive. And it can lead to the things that you talked about, such as depression and doubt and fear. So I'm glad that you are getting it out of your head and putting it on paper. But what made you write this book, and what do you want people to walk away from after reading your book, No Longer Broken, No Longer Ashamed?
I want people to be able to get out their melodramatic. And what have I said about that? And it's kind of feeding back off of what you said about not keeping it inside, because too many times we cause our own drama with ourselves. And sometimes writing it down and releasing, I want people to be able to understand that you're no longer damaged, you know, and not feeling sorry for yourself all the time. Once God forgave you, forgive yourself and move on. Stop sitting in a pity party and thinking that it want people to feel sorry for you or think people owe you something. So I want people to understand it's okay to be broken. Everybody's been broken. Like you said, you have to sometimes be broken to be back lifted up again, to be brand new. But be okay with being broken, but not staying there. No longer being ashamed is forgetting about what you might have done. People going to talk. And if you keep worrying about what somebody said about you, when you did what you did, they talk about you. When you turn your life over to do even things greater, they're going to continue to talk about you. So the best thing to do is talk about it. Laugh with them. Okay, I might have did that. And if that's all you have, when you have it out there, when you open yourself up, what can they use against you? Because at the end of the day, they're the ones who are going to look like a fool. You're going to sleep at night with your nice pillow, say your prayers, and you're going to start your new day. But I think a lot of times it's too is getting out of the melodramatic, stop worrying about what other people say, and not letting your past ruin your future and your present. So that's kind of everything so-called in a nutshell. I mean, I can definitely read a little bit, but I'm no longer broken, no longer ashamed.
Okay.
If you give me the honor to do so.
Before you do that, let's again tell everybody that we're talking to Shade Jarrett. She's the author of the upcoming book, No Longer Broken, No Longer Ashamed. And thank you guys for watching us on Facebook Live as well as Periscope. And those who are listening live now on blogtalkradio.com. Let me just look at something real quick. Wanted to make sure that, okay, so the callers are slow to come in, so we're just going to move right on into letting you talk about some of the things in the book. Maybe once they hear some of the things that are in the book, we'll get some people to chime in. Again, if you want to join the conversation in Cleveland with Maureen Bobo, if you want to join the conversation here in Chicago with Pam Staples, go ahead and dial in the 323-870-374. Press the 1 on your touchtone phone, and that'll get you in the queue, and we'll try to get you on the show before our time is up. So now you mentioned that there were three things that you wanted to talk about or get across in your book, No Longer Broken, No Longer Ashamed. So the first thing you mentioned to me is that you wanted to let people know that you're not damaged goods. So what do you say in the book about that?
So what I'm saying about that in the book is that you're not damaged. You know, your roots are never damaged, and you can regrow them. You can be fixed to be brand new. You just have to take the time and put the work in. You know what I mean? You can't and you don't have to stay. It's a choice. You want to stay where you are or you want to move forward, but you don't have to stay in that same place. You can be renewed. You can be greater. You can be the person that you always wanted to be. It may not have been at that time, but you can work yourself towards it. But the thing is, you know, it talks about definitely leaning more onto God. He's the one who's going to bring you in. So there's a few scriptures that I had in the book, and one of them is Isaiah 40:29.
Okay.
He gives you power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youth will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength, and they will soar high on wings like eagles.
Mm.
So you want to stay on the ground if you want to, or do you want to soar? So it's a choice. I think anything that anybody does is a choice. So you might have been there, but you don't have to stay there. You're not completely damaged. You can be fixable. You're not broken pieces. God, with the help of God, you can definitely be put all back together and be even greater than what you was before.
I love it. I love it. And people really got to recognize that just because you've been through some things, just because you're going through some things, just because you might not feel at your best, that in even though you may feel that you are damaged, that is not the end of the story. You know, we are either going through or we've been through, or we're about to get to that thing that is going to try to break us down and knock us off our course. And many times they do that by making us feel broken or making us feel like we're not enough or making us feel like we're not worthy of having the success that we need to have. But when you recognize that you're not damaged goods, when you recognize that you just may have been dented by the storm, when you recognize you just may have been punched by life, but you haven't been knocked out, then you can get back up and recognize that you ain't broken and there's nothing to be ashamed about what you went through. So I love that you're letting
people know. You know, another thing too, Terrence.
Go ahead.
Sorry. It's another thing is too is that as people, as human beings, we tend to look for validation from everybody else around us. And that's the point where God will break you down because you, at the end of, you want to go to him. It may take you years, some take months, some take days, but you will go to him. If you truly believe, you definitely will go to him. Because even when he gives that invitation, because he's not forceful, but it will come to a point, and it's not nothing to hurt you, but it's also, too, of developing your character. You can't constantly depend and lean on man. He's not going to supply your needs. He's not going to give you the things that God's going to give you. And sometimes you have to be broken down to sometimes you feel like you're nothing to get to that point. And he's going to have that open door for you, and that's when you're going to receive your healing, strength, repair, joy, wholeness, because everybody looks for something that's going to fill that void. If it's a relationship, if it's sex, if it's drugs, different type of work, people would drown themselves in so many things to fill that void. And then it will come to the point where you're completely broken down, and then you will seek God, and he will open up that door with, or open his arm gracefully, and then that's when you're going to really start feeling the healing process.
I love it. And then you go on to say that you have to stop feeling sorry for yourself. So in order for you to no longer be broken and no longer be ashamed, why is it so important for you to stop feeling sorry for yourself, Sade?
It's really important. I mean, you cannot sit in a pity party and be angry at yourself all day long. You know what I tell people, like I said, write it down. That thing that made you angry, literally write it down. I don't care if you use all types of cuss words. However you're feeling, write it down. Wait a couple days. Wait when you in a really good mood. Read that. And you would think to yourself, like, did I really just sit here and be angry over this? Like, I'm not a person. I don't hold grudges. Why hold a grudge? Why hold that burden all on yourself? That person is sleeping that night. Or wherever that situation is, it's moved on, but you're still holding it in, and you're just creating this pity party and expecting people to feel sorry for you. It doesn't work like that. Get out of that little funk. And be mad, upset. Take your 5 minutes. Take your 20. Hey, maybe even take a day. Tomorrow, don't carry that on to the next day. Leave it where it was at and move forward. I'm not saying not to be upset because everybody has the right to be upset, but don't just sit and soak in it.
Yeah,
leave it be and move forward.
I hear you. There are a lot of parties that I like to be invited to, but a pity party ain't one of them. So if you need you feel like you have to have a pity party, you're gonna find out that you're usually at that party by yourself. And my favorite, to one of the guys that I looked up to throughout my professional career, Les Brown, he says, you know what? In order for you to get ahead, you've got to forgive yourself and the mistakes that you made, and just simply move on. It's simple advice. And for someone like you who believes in the word simplicity, I think one of your slogans is simplicity is the best plan or something like that. I know you know
simplicity
what it means.
Simplicity makes the biggest statement.
Simplicity makes the biggest statement. So forgive yourself, forgive your mistakes, and just move on. It's just that simple, right, Sade?
Absolutely. Like, if I'm talking to you, Terrence, and you hear me just sitting there complaining or, venting, you might let me vent, but after a while, as a true friend, okay, it's time to get out of this. That's the type of people, anyway, you want to have around you. You don't want nobody, oh, yeah, and then they sitting there talking about their, no, you get it together and let's move forward. That's the type of people, that's the type of people I want in my life. If you hear me keep ranting on and on, you need to put me in my place. And I will thank you for that, to get me out of that. It will literally put a light bulb on. Okay, it's time to get out this pity party. Oh, he's definitely put me in my place. I need to move on.
And you know, we've had a couple of those conversations, right?
Absolutely. And you will tell me in a heartbeat. Because everybody do it, and it's natural. It's natural to happen. But either if I wasn't with you and I was sitting here upset, eventually I'm going to sit here and be like, okay, it's just let it go. But if I'm talking to somebody and I feel like I need to vent as a friend, and that's why I'm very selective of the people I do have around me, you better let me know. Get off that punk. Get off that pity party. Okay, now what you going to do after this? And move on.
Right. I love it. And, you know, I love that in your book you're going to have not just these words of wisdom, these jewels that you're sharing with our audience tonight. You're going to have parts within the book where the person who's reading the book can then journal about what they're getting out of what they're reading. So it's not just a book. It's a workbook. It's something where they can not only receive knowledge, but then they can apply that knowledge to their own lives, to what they're doing at that time, to what they're feeling and why they may be feeling broken or why they may be feeling ashamed. And then you give them strategies and techniques to help them no longer feel that way. I love that about your book. And what made you add the journaling piece into the book?
Because it's like a reflection. It's like looking in the man in the mirror. Look at yourself. Literally, look at yourself. If you sit there and take all your anger, complain, and look yourself in the mirror and just start rambling on, you're going to look crazy. who's talking back to you? And, you know, it's another thing. It's like, you know, I'm a very visual person. If you can visualize two people sitting there nonstop just going on and on and on, and you're standing there, is learning to just walk past it and move forward. But you jump into it, that's what happens in your mind. Your mind going to go 100 miles per hour. Like you said, you can't hold on to everything. Sometimes you got to write it down. Write it down. Why jump into the melodramatic? Get out of it. Walk past it. Go through it. It's going to be over with before you know it. But the moment you sit down in a chair with those two in your head, you just join the pity party, okay? So write it down, and it gives a reflection of who you are, and it's a way to also better yourself. And then it's a beautiful pocket. It's gonna be a book that you can carry around with you anywhere. If you got a briefcase, if you got a book bag, if you got a purse, this is something that you can carry around with you. And it's a reminder of if you're feeling something, if you're feeling low, here's something. And then you'll look, too, because if you wrote in there, you'll look at what you wrote. And also seeing about how you really think and or the solutions that you have for yourself in this situation to move forward.
I love it. You know, Maureen Victory Is Mine Bobo, she says on Facebook Live that God uses those who are broken. Yes, indeed. And then she says, we're not going to be part of the no complaint mode. That's what we're talking about. No complaint. You know, you're no longer broken. You're no longer at that point where you just have to have a pity party. You can move out of that party and move to a new room, a room that is full of purpose, a room that's full of promise, a room that's full of expected pleasures, as opposed to the room where there's nothing but pain, pitifulness, and nothing worthwhile. But if you get this book by my girl Sade Jarrett, no longer broken, no longer ashamed, you are going to learn that pity party is no longer taking reservations, and you got to move to a new room. So I am appreciating you for being on the show this evening, but we want to get the last point out, and then we're going to tell people how they can get in contact with you and maybe even pre-order the book. And that last point, which is a point that I love, which is the whole purpose of this show, the Unstoppable Story Show, is that you say, don't be embarrassed by your story. Now, you are laying it all out in this book. And I can imagine that there's probably some moments that you talk about in this book that were embarrassing for you. Is that true?
True. Definitely true. So, I mean, the thing that I talk about as far as embarrassed, you know, everybody has a way to escape you know? And this might be their escaping form. So escaping has always seemed easy, you know, because nobody wants to suffer. You know, then it's like it's suffocating your life, your brain, your mind, your body, your spirit. And the agony is like a broken record, keeps going and on and on and on. But don't be embarrassed of what that was back then, because that's not who you are. Everybody makes mistakes. And we're not perfect. We'll never be perfect. And stop thinking in your head that you have to be perfect, because it's never going to happen. Everybody deals with their own demons, put it like that. Everybody deals with something. But what are you doing to work through that? So, you know, no. Basically, don't be embarrassed, too, because your story can inspire so many people. And that brings me back to the Black Belt Speakers when I first came there, when we had in Bloomington, you know, and I was so happy I got that award about sharing your voice, you know. Share it.
Yes.
There's somebody that needs to hear it, period. You need to share your voice and not be you cannot be embarrassed by it. If people laugh at the fact of what you've been through, they have their own issues they got to deal with. That ain't your problem. But I guarantee you, you touch one person in there, you probably stopped that one person from taking their life that night or doing something crazy just by sharing your story and not being embarrassed. That's who you are. I mean, that's you. It's not who you are now. There's no point in being embarrassed by it. Nobody is happy about their past, but that's the reason why it says past. It's not there no more. You move forward.
Right.
So
yes, indeed. And you know what? We tell everybody, especially on this show, to share your story, because, you know, don't worry about if your story is going to be accepted by everybody. Don't worry if everybody in your family is going to accept your story. Don't worry if your friends are going to accept your story. But just recognize that your story that you have is not just for you to keep for yourself. Your story is for you to share with someone else. And I guarantee you, I see it more and more and more each day that I live, that by you telling your story, by you sharing your story, you may literally save somebody's life. And I know for myself, if I have saved one person's life just by sharing my story, how many people can actually say that in their lifetime? How many people will actually go to their grave and be able to put on their epitaph in that graveyard that my story saved somebody's life? And here's the thing I know. It's probably more people than they even know, because a lot of us feel that our story doesn't matter to anybody, and so we don't tell our story. And then when you drive by all the cemeteries across America, all the cemeteries across the world, you can look at the different signs, at the different plaques in there, and you can see that there were some stories that never got told, and therefore there were some lives that never got saved. And guess what? The person who was laying
buried.
The person who's lying right next to the person in the graveyard is probably the person whose life would have been saved if that person had just shared their story. Patrick Artis on Facebook Live says, "This is awesome." He wants to know how he can get a copy of the book. He says, "Your story empowers your audience and gives them hope." And he's ready for sharing your story, and now he's hopeful. I love it. I love it.
Thank
How
you,
does
Patrick.
That make you feel to get that kind of response?
You know, I'm grateful, I'm humble, and I so appreciative. But it was definitely something that God put on my heart. I have to share. I have to. So if it wasn't for him, I don't know where it'd be. I'd be one of them people that end up dying full. And I want to die empty. I don't want to leave nothing undone. I want to make sure I have things completed and fulfilled and my purpose fulfilled. That's amazing to me. Like I said, if I touch millions, thank you, Jesus, for doing that. But one person is a satisfaction for me. If I can help one, I'm happy with that. That's just my personality. But as far as the book, it's going to be released before the summertime, but I'm not going to give a date yet.
I think you said you're going to be like Beyonce. You're just going to drop it and let the world know. Is that what you said?
I'm like, drop the mic, like, boom.
All right. Well, while you got people sitting on the edge of their seat waiting for you to drop this book like a boss that you are, how can they get in contact with Sade Jarrett if they want to have a deeper conversation about what you've talked about tonight, or if they just want to share their story with you? How can they get in contact with you?
You can get in contact. I'm on Facebook. I'm Sade Jarrett. That's SadeJarrett. I am on Instagram. It's under Rain Fogg, though. Rain is REIGN. Fogg. And you can email me at Sade.Jarrett@gmail.com to get in contact. I'm not going to put my phone number, but if you email me and you rather talk on the phone, which I prefer, because sometimes emails and such can get misconstrued or whatever, I'll definitely give you my phone number and we can definitely connect regarding anything. If you just wanted to talk, if you have collaborations, if you want to know more about the book. And the book has another special gift with it, but I'm not going to share it just yet. I'm going to wait.
Well, definitely. You know what? It's been an honor to have you on the Unstoppable Story Show, Sade. You know, we've been talking about this for quite some time, so I'm glad we were able to make it happen. And you guys, you can already get her current book that's out, the collaborative book, Live Your Best Life. Your life is the message. Where can they get that book if they can't just wait for this other book to be dropped?
You can definitely reach out to me. I can definitely get that mailed out to you, and we can kind of go from there.
All right. It's the Live
Just
Your Best Life.
Email me. Send me a Facebook message, and we'll work something out. We'll work something out.
All right. We'll make something happen. Well, you know what, Sade? You know what? As I said, I think you are one of the phenomenal women that are out there today. You know, you are a phenomenal mother.
You.
I love how you always call your sons future kings. I love how you're working with them on their entrepreneurial spirit. And I love how you are a go-getter and you don't settle for less. You don't stop because, hey, you're one of the unstoppable people that I know in this world. So thank you so much for continuing to be unstoppable. And thank you for letting us know that we don't have to be ashamed, even if we are still
Absolutely
broken.
Not.
So you get the final word. What's the final thing you want to leave with our audience before we say goodnight?
I want to thank you, Terrence, for having me on the show. And definitely keep a lookout for No Longer Broken, No Longer Shame, and some other little great projects that's going to be coming from this book. But I would just say, you know, start creating new definitions of who you are. And not what people think you are or what they might say about you. Create your own definitions of who you are, and you stick with it and be proud of it and share it to the world.
I love it. That's our girl, Sade Jarrett. She is the author, one of the authors in the Live Your Best Life series, Your Life is the Message, and she's also the future author of the book No Longer Broken, No Longer Ashamed. We thank her so much for being on the Unstoppable Story Show this evening. And we thank you as always for tuning in every Tuesday night. I know you could be anywhere else in the world, but you are here tonight because you believe in quality programming. You believe in powerful testimonies. You believe in inspirational stories that maybe you're just using for you to help you get through the week, or maybe you're sharing with others to help them get through the week. So I hope in some humble way that I have allowed you to live your unstoppable story, to tell your unstoppable story, and hopefully go ahead and save somebody else's life as well. I want to leave you with another quote from my mentor and my friend Les Brown, and he basically says, you take on the responsibility for making your dream a reality. You are no longer broken. So you no longer need to be ashamed. You have greatness inside of you. And I don't want you to settle for anything less than that. Believe me, if you dream big, if you aim high, and if you believe like Sade that anything is possible and nothing is impossible, then there's one thing I know. You will be unstoppable. Until next week, I don't want you to just have a great week. I want you to have an unstoppable week. And here's to living your life on the next level. Take care, family.